WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Chicago soul music was always overshadowed by Motown, but along with stars like Curtis Mayfield and Jerry Butler, Chicago also had its share of superb unknowns. According to rock historian Ed Ward, Barbara Acklin was one who almost made it.
Unless you're the kind of person like me who reads the small print on record labels, or you lived in Chicago in the late 60s, you've probably never heard of Barbara Acklin. But when I recently got a couple of her CDs, I realized that she deserved to be better known. She was born in 1943 or 44 in Chicago to a musical family. Her grandmother was a blues singer, her uncle was producer-arranger Monk Higgins, and both of her parents performed in church, which is where young Barbara started, too. There wasn't any problem when, as a teenager, she started appearing in talent contests, though, and her parents supported her when she went on to study classical voice, and then, with her uncle's help, sing backup for the likes of Etta James and Fontella Bass. Eventually, he got her a job as secretary to one of Chicago's top music business figures, Carl Davis, who was running Brunswick Records and who virtually invented Chicago soul. But Davis preferred that she stay at the typewriter when her dream was to write songs and make records. One day, in 1966, she gave Whispers Getting Louder, a song she'd co-written with a friend, to Jackie Wilson, a Brunswick artist, and after it became his first top 10 record in 3 years, he asked her how he could pay her back. 2 weeks later, Carl Davis gave in, and she was in the studio. Only a local hit, but it got her name out to the right places. She recorded a couple of duets with Gene Chandler and attracted Eugene Record, leader of the Chilites, who became her writing, and for a while, romantic, partner. It took them 2 years to do it, but they finally charted a song they'd written together. Love Makes a Woman was not only a soul smash, but a top 20 pop hit, too. A follow-up, Just Ain't No Love, also did well, and it seemed she was on her way. Her next record seemed like it would do better, and it did, without her. Although the song was a good one, someone at Brunswick decided that the record was better off without her vocal, and, credited to Young Halt Unlimited and retitled Soulful Strut, the song Am I the Same Girl became a smash hit. The vocal version, released the next spring, sounded like a retread and didn't do so well. She and Eugene Record kept writing, though, and occasionally hit the charts. Good as it was, Lady, Lady, Lady peaked at 44 on the soul charts. Ironically, it was the group backing her on the record, the Chi-Lites, who wound up supporting her over the next few years after she broke up with Record, but contributed lyrics to Chi-Lites hits like Have You Seen Her, Stoned Out of My Mind, and Toby. In 1975, having not had a hit as a performer or writer for a couple of years, Barbara Acklin was dropped by Brunswick Records. After that, she more or less disappeared, making a few records from time to time and living off of her royalties. Late in 1998, she was visiting a friend in Omaha and came down with pneumonia. She died in the hospital there, almost forgotten.
Writer Ed Ward lives in Berlin.